Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
Being a chef means keeping your cool in the kitchen. And with Resi Priority Notify and Global Dining Access through my Amex Platinum card,
right this way,
it's nice to try someone else's food for a change. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Whether it's her first Mother's Day or her 40th, she deserves more. Shop tons of stunning on-trend jewelry for every budget at Diamonds Direct. Diamond fashion jewelry, beautiful birthstones, everyday pearls, starting at just $200. Commemorate the real loves of her life with a gorgeous pendant featuring the birthstone of the one who made her mom. This Mother's Day, Diamonds Direct has everything you need to say thank you. Diamonds Direct, your love, our passion. Online at DiamondsDirect.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Thanks for listening to the Best of the Odd Couple podcast. Be sure to catch us live every weekday from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Eastern, 4 to 7 Pacific on Fox Sports Radio. Find your local station for The Odd Couple at foxsportsradio.com or stream us live every day on the iHeartRadio app by searching FSR.
You're listening to the Best of the Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker.
Kyler Murray was on the NFL Network and as a guest, and they asked him a question about the draft and whatnot. And TJ, take a listen to what he said.
I do believe, I think I have an influence in it. I don't know why I wouldn't. You know, I think, if you got a guy, a quarterback, and you trust him and you want to be the face of the franchise for, a lot of years, I think he should have influence just because, everything, is technically built around the quarterback. So I think I have that relationship with Steve and Cliff. And, I'm excited to see what we do on Thursday.
All right. Are you ready, TJ?
Man, I'm ready.
If someone asked me if Kyler Murray should have say on the NFL draft when it comes to the Cardinals, you know what I would say?
You're going to say
no
yes.
Way.
Oh, okay.
No how. Zero. What is this? Can we stop with everybody wanting to be general manager and the owner of the team and all this other stuff? I'm not buying Kyler Murray. You know why, TJ? A couple things. First of all, I wish he would just be worried about playing quarterback and reading defenses and doing those things to be the best quarterback he can. Number two, I don't believe for 1 second that he knows all the college football players enough to be involved in the draft. I don't. Would I ask him if there was a player in the NFL that he played against? And if we were thinking about signing, what do you think of that guy? You know, what kind of player he is? Do you know him? That, yes. But drafting?
That's input.
No, but I'm talking about, this is about, they were asking him about the draft. And here's the other part I'm not buying into. Who do you blame when Kyler Murray tells you to take somebody and the guy's a bust? Who loses their job, the GM or does Kyler Murray? It is on the GM. So I don't want to hear about players who all of a sudden want to pick the players that they're playing with and in the draft. TJ, you know football, you work out with guys. You don't know every player in the draft. And if I put you in a room and I was the general manager.
I know quite a few.
But you don't know quite, them all.
I know. I can rattle off a good. If you bring up names, I can give you qualities of a good 200 guys in this draft for sure. And I'm not nowhere near researching like these.
All right, and here's my last point, and then I'll let you go. The scouts and the GMs, they can't even get it right. You know how hard it is to draft? You know how many guys have been can't miss, bust in the first round, first overall pick? Remember Joey Harrington at Oregon? I could go on and on and on about players. So now I'm going to let it's already an exact science, right? And guys who do this for a living, scouts who do this for a living, swing and miss all the time. Now I want my quarterback to get involved in this. I want no part of it.
I'm going to go in somewhat reverse. Scouts that do it for a living, some of them shouldn't be doing it for a living. They've been stealing. That's number one. Number two is this. Okay, let me ask you this, yes or no. Do you think any player should have any type of say? Any player?
Limited, and most of it would just be when you talk about say, I would ask your advice, but not your permission. Okay, there's a difference. I would ask for your advice, but not your permission.
I truly believe there is not one player in the past or one player in the future that will have the say on who is drafted. That will never happen, and it has never happened. What I believe he is saying is, and I don't believe Kyler Murray should have say so. Number one, you're an infant in the league. You don't have enough skin in the game.
Right.
Go prove yourself before you start talking like this. He's watching too much TV.
They had a chance to make the playoffs last year. You remember the last game of the year?
And so once he's proven himself and you've been in the game long enough, he should have say so. But when I say so, it's just like this. Hey, Kyler, we're looking at these three or four guys. They just three or four guys. All three or four of them are skilled guys. Which one do you like best? We'll keep that in mind if they're on the board. But as far as Kyler, hey, Kyler, our pick is up. Who do you think we should take? No, never. That should not be the case. But having say so and giving your opinion, of course, no player will ever. Hey, I want this guy, and that guy's going to get drafted. He should have a say in it, but Kyler, when I say he should, I don't mean Kyler Murray. I mean the player. Kyler Murray is not proven himself enough to have any say-so in what the Arizona Cardinals do in the draft. But if he keeps progressing the way he has in his early career, I mean, he's going into his third year, man, like. A third-year quarterback? Everything is built around a quarterback? Like, these dudes really start watching TV, man, and listening to everything, and they really feel themselves and think
they are feeling themselves, TJ. You know it.
Yes.
I mean, there are guys who think that they should run the team, that they should – like the owners have no say. Like, seriously. Like, I get it. When you become a free agent, you could do whatever you want. I'm all for that. But there are people who do own the teams, and they should do what's in their best interest. Who was the one, J.J. Redick, who was bellyaching that the Pelicans didn't send him to an Eastern team because he wanted to be with his family? And I'm like, if I got offered a better deal by the San Antonio Spurs, what trade would you make if you owned the team?
I'm doing what's best for the team.
Okay, I agree.
That's simple. You have to do what's best for the team. When you have a player that's played with you a long time, he means a lot to the organization and franchise. You try. I would try to work with him as best as I could. But ultimately, I have to do what's best for the organization and the team that I work for. And if I can do both at the same time, then that's what I'm going to do. But if it's 55-45, I'm going to consult with the player. If it's 60-40, I'm doing what's best for the organization. And that's just reality. You have to. And the player has to understand, I have a job to do before I please and do everything you want me to do for you. And that's just the reality of it. And it sucks as a player, but if you were the owner of the team, you would want the guy that's working for you to do exactly that. What's best for the team? Do exactly what's best. That's what I'm paying you for.
And again, okay, now you're a player and you've picked some players, they've gone your way, And now you get your panties in a bunch, and now you don't want to play there. You want to be traded, or you don't want to be there anymore. Now what? There's just too many scenarios that don't work.
I don't see that happening. And I'm just when you're in your third year, like Kyler Murray, or not even in your third year, you're approaching your third year. They don't need to call you. I mean, you need to understand this offense inside out. You need to get the Arizona Cardinals to the playoffs. You need to make sure your team knows this offense and you guys are ready to go in the toughest division in football when the season kicks off. And then you need to do it again. And then you need to do it again. And then we probably would give you a call and say, hey, Kyler, there's three guys we like. Which one you like the best? We need you to look at it. We'll give you a call in a few weeks.
And
once you look, that's what happens. Or at least that's what should happen.
And this would scare me. If a player did know all the players in the draft, I would be worried about him. That you have that much time, really, seriously, to scout all the players and know everybody, then you should be going for a general manager.
I mean, you'd be surprised, though, in the offseason. I mean, you do have a lot of downtime, man. In the offseason, as soon as the season ends, if you're a fan of the game, you have a lot of just time where you're not doing anything, really. Are you going to know a lot of the players inside and out and good and bad qualities? No, but football players that really love and understand the game, they know football players that really love and understand the game. It's not hard. I mean, you just turn on the tape, you watch a few games, and you see what you need to see. Obviously, you don't know them personally because physically, that's the easy part. How are they a human? Do they treat people the right way? And I just saw a clip of Nick Saban, and that was perfect because Marvin Lewis used to tell us that, but. And so, I mean, you want to be the and guy, not the but guy.
Right.
And for anybody that hasn't heard it, go listen.
You know that. TJ is a great guy, but, you know what
right.
I mean?
Right. You're like, but? What you mean, but?
What do you mean, but? Right.
Yeah,
but,
exactly.
Here we go. When you hear that, you already know. Yeah, what do you think about hiring this guy? Well, you know, Rob G is all right. But if I had to pick another producer,
that's just what it is. I don't believe Kyler Murray. He has enough skin in the game, man. He's an infant. He's an infant when we're talking this NFL stuff. Should he be consulted? Let's check back in about 4 or 5 years. I mean, Russell Wilson wasn't talking like this, and look what Russell Wilson did in his first 3 years in the league. He wasn't talking like this.
This is all new, and players are really, like you said earlier, feeling themselves.
Be sure to catch live editions of The Odd Couple with Chris Broussard and Rob Parker. Weekdays at 7 p.m. Eastern, 4 p.m. Pacific on Fox Sports Radio and the iHeartRadio app.
Hey, I'm John Middlecoff, and I host the 3 and Out podcast. Do you like football? Do you like the NFL? Do you like the NFL draft? Quarterbacks, coaches? Well, I talk about it all on the show. I used to work for Andy Reid as a scout. Now I give you my unfiltered and raw opinions on everything that goes on in the NFL. And you know we're talking college football because of how important the draft is year round. Listen to the 3 and Out podcast with me, John Middlecoff, on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing.
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could, would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. See for yourself when you sign up today and get $150 in bonus bets when you bet just $5. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply.
I'm Hannah Storm, and my podcast, NBA DNA with Hannah Storm, digs deep into the history of professional basketball, along with my own as one of the first female sportscasters.
Now let's get you up to speed on what else happened around the NBA today.
We talked to all sorts of people I interacted with, from Dr. J to Charles Barkley, and recap iconic moments.
Yes, he's got it. Here he comes. Ray rocked the baby to sleep and slam dunk.
As well as some of the wild stories behind the scenes.
We were like, what? What are we in for? The scoreboard crashes before we even tip a game off.
Today, the NBA is a global sports and entertainment giant. Players are multimillionaires and cultural icons.
Iguodala to Curry, back to Iguodala, up for the layup. Oh, blocked by James! LeBron!
And these stories are about how we got here, both on and off the court. And what's next? Listen to NBA DNA with Hannah Storm on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Tamika D. Mallory.
And it's your boy, my son, the General.
And we are your hosts of TMI. New year, new name, new energy, but...
same old us.
And catch us every Wednesday on the Black Effect Network, breaking down social and civil rights issues, pop culture, and politics in hopes of pushing our culture forward to make the world a better place for generations to come. But that's not all. We will also have special guests to add their thoughts on the topics, as well as break down different political issues with local activists in their community. If you like to be informed and to expand your thoughts, listen to TMI on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
That's right.
TJ, we got a little boxing news. Rob G, this just came down. He's going to break down the details. And I'm telling you right now, I'm not happy about it.
That's right, Rob. The fight America has been waiting for. Floyd Money Mayweather will take on internet personality Logan Paul June 6th at Hard Rock Stadium in Miami, Florida, live on Showtime pay-per-view. Yay.
TJ, come on. This is a mockery of boxing. Why is Floyd Mayweather doing this? Just another money grab. My God.
Because the people are going to pay to watch it. The crazy part is, I mean, Floyd's going to win the fight. But when you – Floyd is not big at all, man. Like, he's not a big dude. So the size disparity will be huge. 30, 40 pounds, probably 6 inches in height. That's a huge difference. But Floyd been doing this his whole life. I mean, he's been fighting his entire life. And so, depending on how many rounds they go, Floyd's going to tire him out, jab him to the body. He's going to wear him out. He'll probably knock him out in later rounds, but it doesn't matter. Oh, he's too small. Little six-year-old, I got a six-year-old son. If he punches me in my face hard, it hurts.
Right.
So you best believe when a grown man punches you in the face, it's going to hurt.
Well, TJ, I'm glad you brought up the size because so far, I mean, details are still coming out. But one of these stipulations that has been confirmed is there is a fight limit for each guy. Floyd cannot
weigh-in limit.
Yes.
Not a fight.
Yes, correct.
Yeah.
Correct. Weigh-in limit. Floyd cannot weigh in more, excuse me, for the weigh-in, more than 160 pounds. Logan Paul cannot weigh in more than 190. And you were right on. Logan Paul listed at 6'2", which is six inches taller than Floyd Mayweather.
And Mayweather's never fought higher than 151 pounds ever in his professional career. So I would assume he's going to come in about 155 max.
But this is Showtime doing this and taking part in this chicanery and tomfoolery. It's just, this is not boxing. This is what's ruined boxing. And TJ, I was a kid. I don't want to sound like that old guy. Hey, you kids, get off the lawn.
You really think it's ruining boxing?
Yes. You know why?
It's bringing eyes and different a different demographic to boxing because of the Paul brothers and their YouTube following and
social media following. But they have not fought and done what you're supposed to do. There are no sanctioning bodies. Anybody can make a fight if somebody wants to see it. That's not boxing. And here's the other part. The pay-per-view has ruined boxing. When I was a kid, I used to listen to fights on the radio.
I used to watch it on Channel 7.
Yes, used to watch it on ABC, Wide World of Sports on a Saturday. Yeah, I watched Muhammad Ali fight. And now, TJ, your kids, all these kids have grown up not seeing it because everything is pay-per-view. Everything starts 9 p.m. Starts midnight Eastern. So most kids grow up not watching boxing. That's why boxing, being the heavyweight champ or being an undefeated champ, money-wise for those guys is great for the two or three guys who are making all the money. But I'm talking about the legacy in the sport of boxing has been trampled by pay-per-view, trampled by these boxers.
Promoters don't promote anymore. If promoters promoted... I mean, you're a promoter. Your job is to promote. But what has happened is they get the licensing fees from Showtime or whomever. And it was initially, it was HBO would give a licensing fee. Showtime will give you a license. So they didn't have to promote because right out the gate, they're getting these license fees. So they didn't have to put money in to promote the guys and to the sport of boxing.
Right. They cut out the promoter, the middleman. And it's now they go straight to Floyd. Floyd makes all the money. There's nobody else. And they broker a deal. But I'm just saying, like,
if the best fighters today, if they fought each other, would anybody care to watch Floyd and Logan Paul fight? If Terrence Crawford fought Errol
Spence. People love a train wreck. And what I'm saying is Showtime is legitimizing it. It's one thing if you want to do it on some pay-per-view thing and rip people off for $50. I'd rather go to the top of the U.S. bank building and throw off $50 than the
Are
pay.
You a big boxing
I won't
fan?
Watch it. I used to cover boxing. I love boxing back in the 90s at
best,
the free press.
The best need to fight. Canelo needs to fight David
They don't
Benavidez
fight each other. They don't do
Charlo.
That.
Errol Spence and Terrence Crawford need to fight. Tank
but,
Davis
but all these people will
and Tiafimo
will legitimize
and
it.
Ryan Garcia and Devin Haney, those guys need to fight. If the best fight the best, then I don't believe people care about that because the best aren't fighting the best. The promoters don't promote. This is what you get.
It's a money grab. It's a shame that people, the lowest common denominator, just to watch a train wreck, and make this, but
Floyd and
is a real. But Floyd is a real boxer. What is he doing getting in the ring with this guy? Seriously,
He's gonna make a nice buck while in the process.
How much do you need?
Rob, I got a quick question for you because I know that you're big on the integrity of boxing. The last Jake Paul fight, the one a couple weeks ago, made allegedly, reportedly, $75 million in pay-per-view sales, which would be the highest grossing fight in boxing in several years. So if this one does, I'm assuming at least 100 million, maybe
it'll do
double,
100 million, yeah.
You know, is this a bad thing for the sport if something
yes.
like this
No,
happens?
It's not.
Because,
it's
yes,
not.
You know what it is? This will set up the future where these kind of fights will matter more, Rob G., than real fights because that's where we are. All right, we don't
prize
have time.
Fighters fight for a prize.
Fox Sports Radio has the best sports talk lineup in the nation. Catch all of our shows at foxsportsradio.com. And within the iHeartRadio app, search FSR to listen live.
There's no distance too far for the perfect trip.
Hi, checking in for...
Or the perfect table.
Hey, where are you?
Coming!
And when you get access to Resi Priority Notify with your Amex Platinum card...
Hey, this looks amazing!
I'm so glad you made it.
And travel benefits at fine hotels and resorts booked through Amex Travel. It's worth the trip. That's the powerful backing of American Express. Terms apply. Learn more at americanexpress.com/withAmex.
Have you ever brought your magic to Walt Disney World like, hey, we came to play? Did you tip your tiara to a Creole princess or get goofy officially? Step up like a boss and save the day? Or see what life's like under the Tree of Life? Did you? If you could. Would you? When we come through, it's true magic. 'Cause we came to play. Bring the magic at Walt Disney World Resort.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Elliot Connie, and this is Family Therapy.
My best hopes, I guess, identify the life that I want and work towards it.
I never seen a man take care of my mother the way she needed to be taken care of.
I get the impression that you don't feel like you've done everything right as a father. Is that true?
That's true, and I'm not offended by that.
Thank you for going through those things, and thank you for overcoming them.
Wow. Thank God for deliverance.
Every time I have one of our sessions be positive. It just keeps me going.
I feel like my focus is redirected in a different aspect of my life now.
So, how'd we do today?
We did good.
The Black Effect presents Family Therapy. Listen now on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Danielle Moody here, host of the Woke AF Daily podcast. We've been with iHeart's Outspoken Network for a year, and what a year it has been. Every weekday, I navigate our rapidly changing world alongside our series of fabulous expert guests. As we head deeper into 2024 and yet another life-changing election cycle, Woke AF Daily is here to keep you sane and woke. Woke not just to the latest headlines, but also to the collective power we all have. Woke to the need to build community with those around us. Woke to how to avoid burnout, and woke to the ways we can all find joy in the madness. Make Woke AF Daily with Danielle Moody your podcast destination for 2024 election news and analysis. And tune in to hear the ways I am working to stay grounded amidst it all. Listen to Woke AF Daily Season 5 on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Let's talk about the 49ers, because you just totally dissed what the Brooklyn Nets are doing. And they don't even have their full squad. All they keep doing is winning. But I do want to ask you, why do the 49ers keep getting the benefit of the doubt that they know what they're doing? They're the draft kings, pardon the pun. And do you have as much confidence that they do really know what they're doing? And what pick would make you believe that they do know what they're doing, TJ, or they don't know what they're doing?
There's not a pick that will make me say they don't know what they're doing. When they made this trade, they knew exactly who they were going to get. And they can say, oh, well, it was three or four guys that we liked. You don't give up three first-round picks to say, oh, there's three or four guys I like. You give up three or four first-round picks, say, this is the guy I'm getting. We know we have a chance to get him. He's going to be there. That's who we're taking. Now, what I will say is this. Do I believe they know what they're doing? Absolutely. I believe Shanahan is that good of an offensive coach. His track record has proven that. He's won with lesser quarterbacks. But that team has been very successful because – they've been tough on teams defensively. Defensively, they're really, really good. And so when they're not doing much on offense, that defense would keep them in the game. Would Salah now in New York, will that remain the same? We don't know. But I'll give them the benefit of the doubt. But, you know, people make a big deal about Chicago Bears. Oh, they drafted Mitchell Trubisky over Deshaun Watson and Patrick Mahomes. Well, the San Francisco 49ers did as well. They drafted Solomon Thomas with the third pick out of Stanford.
Hello, so, but nobody ever talks about that.
Nobody talks about that because of the success that Shanahan has had with his offense. You lose Garoppolo, and then you have these other quarterbacks that come in, and they've had success. Nick Mullins comes in, oh, he balls. Beathard comes in, oh, he balls. And so these guys are just coming in, and they're doing well. But if they get this wrong, then it's starting to say, at least for me, because I'm not giving that up to draft Mac Jones. That's just me. I'm not doing it because you look at Mac Jones, and what's the difference of Mac Jones and, say, Kyle Trask? One play to Florida, one play at Alabama. Kyle Trask is accurate. He has a big arm. He's a bigger quarterback, a bigger human being. What's the difference? Just Mac Jones played with better players. What's the difference in the two players?
And let's just be honest. Like, is it really his system or is it the quality of quarterback? Because Kyle Shanahan went 8-24 with Nick Mullins and C.J. Beathard. So it ain't like anybody, you know, like they keep saying, his system is so great and what he's running, you know what I mean? Don't you need talent? I mean, I don't think anybody, you could take any Joe working at 7-Eleven off the street and have him run your plays and they're going to work.
If that was the case, they wouldn't have given up what they gave up. If they can just plug and play a quarterback, they wouldn't have given up 3 first-round picks to move up to number 3 if they can just – they wouldn't do that. And so they know they need a competent quarterback, a quarterback that they believe can be a really good player, but you have to get this right because people are starting – you gave that up to get Mac Jones? Now, in 3 or 4 years, if Mac Jones is that guy, Kyle Shanahan, look, he knows what he – and if he's not, he has to understand – there's going to be consequences and repercussions that come with that.
Can I give you one?
I'll give it to
Josh.
Me.
Josh McDaniels in Denver when they moved Tim up Tebow. To pick Tim Tebow. That hurt that organization, right? It did.
It set them back.
It set them back, and they picked the wrong guy. And he was supposedly a quarterback guru, and whatever he's doing, and that bombed. It was a mistake, and it wound up costing them. That and getting caught, you know, recording other teams' defensive signals. Where'd that come from, right? Remember, that's how he lost his job in Denver. But there's an example of you just can't be – you can't miss on that once you've given up what you just said. The picks you've given up, you can't miss. You can't swing and miss in this case.
To do that, you got to be very secure – in what you see. You got to be very secure in your standing with that team and the organization. But it's what Randy said earlier, just the options that a Justin Fields gives you. He's accurate. Like, he's an accurate quarterback. And people, he only throws it to his first read. That's not true. But if it is, just say it is true. A good coach is going to teach you how to progress from your first to your second read and sometimes your third. That's just pre-snap awareness and understanding what's going on. And so a good coach, which I believe Shanahan is.
Except for when it's winning time, because TJ, he's turned in 2 of the worst choke jobs in the fourth quarter of Super Bowls I've ever seen. 2.
I mean, he's gotten there, though. I mean, No.
I understand about getting there. Do you want to be outside the Playboy Mansion, or do you want to be inside? Which one you want to be, out in the front, out at the front door, or inside?
But before he got there, they wasn't even on the same block. And look at the Falcons since he left. They not even same block. They not even in the same zip code.
You can't choke 2 Super Bowls like that. 10-point lead.
They not even in the same zip code. You can do it.
You can't choke them down.
But I'd rather you choke in a Super Bowl than not even be in the playoffs. And that's where those organizations were before he got there and after he left. We're talking Atlanta.
You can't choke 2 Super Bowls down. Not like that.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
The Big Take from Bloomberg News brings you what's shaping the world's economies with the smartest and best-informed business reporters around the world.
We cover the stories behind what's moving money and markets and help you understand what's happening, what it means, and why it matters every afternoon. I'm Sarah Holder.
I'm Saleha Mohsen.
And I'm David Gura. Listen to The Big Take on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Saleha Mohsen, and I've covered economic policy for years and reported on how it impacts people across the United States. In 2016, I saw how voters were leaning towards Trump and how so many Americans felt misunderstood by Washington. So I started The Big Take DC. We dig into how money, politics, and power shape government and the consequences for voters. With new episodes every Thursday, you can listen to The Big Take DC on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, I'm Jay Shetty, and I'm the host of On Purpose. This week, I talked to Tiffany Haddish in a hilarious, deep, thoughtful interview where we dive into family trauma, grief, sobriety, love, and dating.
I got a big heart, and I'm very forgiving, but, like, don't abuse it. It's been abused enough.
Listen to On Purpose with Jay Shetty on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcast, or wherever you get your podcasts. Trust me, you won't want to miss this one.
Listen to the highly anticipated 100th episode of Tank and Jay Valentine's R&B Money Podcast with artist Chris Brown.
Even working with you from Carrie Hilson, Adonis, back in the day, I was 15, 14 doing that album. So like I said, I was in school. Like,
yeah.
Okay, this is how you do it. This is how you make a song. There's a verse, a pre-chorus, and then a hook. I didn't know none of that.
You learned that over a summer, bro.
That's what it felt like.
That's what it felt like.
Listen to R&B Money on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.